Conor Coyle, the Derry man, a Commonwealth Games bronze medalist in 2014, has now gone down the professional route based in Florida, and he's a big fight coming up at the National Stadium in Dublin on Saturday, November the 5th. That's next Saturday. There'll be big Northwest support going down, and he's taking on the Hungarian Renata Goman. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Conor, just before we look forward to that, maybe let's just recap and go back on your career to date. A Gallia man, you trained at St. Joseph's Boxing Club in Derry, and went from strength to strength, and obviously to get to a Commonwealth Games level that you can come back with a medal shows that plenty of talent there. Just tell us a little bit about how the whole amateur career panned out and how you got so far.
Well, I joined the St. Joseph's Boxing Club when I was about 11, 12, and ever since the first day I went, I just went back and I stuck at it, and the friends that joined with me dropped out, and I just kept it going, and the titles just kept coming in after youths and all that, so I just kept it going, and obviously the dream was to get the Olympics, would have been the main one, but that just didn't happen for me.
Yeah,
but, so still got good the medals from the Commonwealths and all.
Yeah, so at one stage the hope was that you would have got to Rio.
Yeah.
Didn't work out, and then you got a number of offers to turn pro, I think from Ireland, England and America, and it's a big decision to make.
I had a few offers, yeah, but none really stood out to me or suited me at the time. And then I had to make a decision what to do, and Florida just suited me best and seemed to be the best option to go for. So I just grabbed it with both hands and took a chance.
And you're trained by Jim McLaughlin in the States. Tell us a little bit about the setup over in Florida. Are there many people boxing with you?
No, it's me and stablemate John Cooley. That's the guy I went over to train along with, and it's Jim McLaughlin. He would be my coach and the manager, and then there's one assistant coach on the side. Then John, I can't pronounce his second name in Thailand, but it's really just us around the base. There's not many people about then.
Right. So far, your initial debut was postponed, wasn't that right? That your first pro fight.
Yeah, it was supposed to be in September 16th. Then it changed to September 30th. And then obviously got put back in until October 7th.
Mm. And that first fight, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I was very excited. I was looking to get a crack on my first professional fight as a professional. And I was just looking forward to it. The excitement was oozing for me. I couldn't wait to get in and just get started.
And that took place in Florida.
Yeah, Florida, yeah.
Yeah. And how many rounds was it over?
I was due to be a duration of 4 rounds, but I finished it in 77 seconds.
Right, so a pretty good start.
It's a good start, yeah.
Now, tell us a little bit about the setup in Florida and just sort of your training regime, and what's a typical day or a typical week involved for Conor Coyle out there?
An average day, we get up early in the morning before your breakfast, you would go a run, come back, do some sit-ups. In the evening time, then you would go on the boxing gym, and the coach would have a schedule laid out for you. So you'd have bag work, pad work, skipping, shadow box, just the basic stuff. Nothing too advanced than anyone else does.
And the big difference, apart from the fact that you're professional rather than amateur, and there's obviously money involved in terms of the actual training, how much more intense is it at professional level?
Well, at the minute, it's only an extra round on what I've boxed an amateur until I move up to the longer rounds. You know, the duration of the training will probably get more intense. I don't know until I get there. But at the minute, I've just been training the same way I've been training the last few years whenever I reached elite level in amateur.
And you compete at middleweight division? So... this weekend or next weekend coming, the Hungarian Renato Goman. Do you know much about him?
I don't know much about him. No, I just watched some YouTube clips of him when I got his name sent through, and I just know he's 8 fights, 6. I think he's 6 ones and 3 knockouts, so it's not a bad record.
Yeah. So he's a little bit of experience there.
I would have more experience than I, but I have a lot of experience in amateur, so I'm not too worried.
Yeah. Now, we mentioned before we came on air that you know Donegal's Jason Quigley and have boxed at the same division, and who knows whether your paths will cross down the road. But no doubt you've looked at the way his career has gone, and he certainly had a very successful start to the professional career.
He's had a very good start to his professional career. He's got a great buzz out in LA with a De La Hoya Promotions crowd, and no, he's definitely got it well looked after right there.
And within Ireland, you know, the boxing, the people who are really progressing, you all know each other and keep an eye out on each other. And boxing, whilst the Olympics were a little bit disappointing from the Irish perspective, it's a sport that has seen a lot of success in recent years. And you can see that reflected by more and more young people getting involved in clubs all over the place.
Yeah, well, especially the boxing in the Olympics, I think there was a few bad decisions in the usually Ireland boxing team would come back with at least 3 or 4 medals each tournament, but I'm not too sure about any other team in the Olympics from Ireland, but that's been sort of some bad decisions, and obviously a lot of tears were shed at the end of those Olympics.
Tell us about boxing in Derry, St. Joseph's. No doubt you are now an icon for many of the younger guys to look up for. And it is important that people coming in can see somebody from the club who's gone on to greater things.
Well, it's good to be a role model for the younger kids in the boxing gym.
And if you look at the discipline that you have to have, I mean, you can't leave here now and go and have a bag of curry chips on the way home.
No, most definitely not. Not a week out anyways.
So your diet, how strict do you have to follow a program?
I stick to a decent enough basic diet. Usually about a fortnight out, I would lay off the high carbs, you know, like the bread and the pasta and all that, you know, stuff that's going to put the weight or no. Leave you a wee bit bloated or whatever.
Now, this fight that's taking place at the National Stadium, there's going to be good support coming up. And to be taking part in somewhere like the National Stadium with a great history behind it, the main boxing venue in Dublin, it's a big occasion for you.
It's a massive occasion for me, especially the background I have from my amateur days there. But I'm stepping onto a new level now, and it'll be my first time fighting in this ring as a professional. And I'm looking forward to it.
No doubt there's going to be a lot of amateurs and people from the amateur scene who will be there because they want to see how you're getting on, having made the step to the pro route.
Yeah, we most likely all the same faces that usually there before. No doubt they'll see, as I say, everyone else have seen the boxing stadium before.
Now, we're coming towards the end of this year, so what does 2017 hold in store? Where would you like to be a year from now?
A year from now, I would most definitely like to be training for a title fight. Not sure what title yet, but I'd just love to be training for a title fight, if not have a title under my belt by that stage.
And you're going to stay in Florida for the foreseeable future?
I'll be based in Florida, yeah.
And as the fights go on, as was the case with Jason Quigley, the number of rounds is going to gradually go up. So that all has to be fitted into the whole training process as well.
Yeah, the training program, it'll not change too much, just probably the longer durations and the rounds, no pads and sparring, etc.
Now, it's great to be fighting in Dublin. Do you think the day will come that you'll have a big fight in Derry? Wouldn't it be nice to come to the North West?
It'd be great to fight in the hometown, yeah, but I think there was something on that before that they couldn't hold it there because of a brain surgery or something like that.
Right.
So Letterkenny, I think, was the closest.
Right, so who knows?
So even here, I'm still in my own back garden here.
Yeah. And if you look at how far you've come since turning pro, I mean, do you feel you've made a lot of progress just through the whole training?
I feel, especially the last few years, I've grown up when I was a young teenager or even... No, I didn't take training as serious as I should have done. No, I probably would have got a lot further, but I'm still happy how far I've come from when I was younger until to now. And I just hope it just gets better and better now the more I progress in my professional career.
And for any young boxer listening to this, what advice would you have to somebody who's maybe just starting off, or maybe somebody who's not taking it too seriously and doesn't know whether to keep going? You've seen just how much you can get out of the sport.
Yeah, well, the main thing is always listen to your boxing coach or listen to your elders. They always know what's right for you. When you're younger, you always think you're right, but if you look back, then if I had to listen to what they were telling me back then God knows where it would be.
And ultimately, you have to do it in the ring, but behind the scenes, there's been a lot of coaches and people who have helped you, and it's important to recognize so many people at the amateur level put in so much time, and it's purely voluntary.
Yeah, definitely. The three coaches I have in the boxing club is Liam McLaughlin, Kevin Duffy and Ciara Duffy, and for the last 14-15 years is every night in the boxing club, and they're there. They have a families at home, and they still get time out of the way to come on the boxing club.
And finally, Conor Coyle, just to recap, you are in action against the Hungarian Renata Gomen in the Inception event in Dublin's National Stadium next Saturday. If anybody wants to get tickets, what's the route to go down?
Tickets are available in Rod and Line Fishing Shop in the bottom of Clarendon Street, Derry, or else through myself, through Facebook, Conor Coyle, and maybe even Twitter as well. Hmm.
And the what else is on apart from your fight? There are a number of others on.
It's a great bull. There's Luke Keeler and there's Eric Donovan though, and Niall Kennedy. All Ireland's top amateurs are all the way professional, and they're all on the same bull. So it'll be a great night of boxing.